The University of Alaska Fairbanks is taking action to address workforce diversity and equity issues. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the move is prompted by employees.
The measures laid out this week by University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor Dan White come in response to a letter from six female researchers at UAF and backed by over 200 petition signers. The letter to both UAF and statewide administrators recommends steps to address unequal pay, bias in hiring, and other challenges faced by women and other underrepresented groups at UAF. White says the letter is given focus to efforts already underway at the university.
I applaud the work of this group of authors and the people that signed on to this because it brought a lot of the issues kind of to the forefront.
White cites one example of a step being taken to increase diversity in hiring.
We used to have kind of a diversity briefing before any search for faculty or administrators. And I think in recent years, we haven't been doing that. So, you know, this is one of the issues that was brought up by the letter and its authors. And, you know, that's an easy one to fix.
White points to other equally important avenues to be investigated and developed by a new chancellor's task force.
To take the issues that were laid out in the letter as the first set of issues, but to look more broadly at diversity and equity.
I'm really excited that the current administration wants to work on these issues.
Lily Cohen is one of the six women who authored the letter that prompted the task force and other actions. Cohen, a research professional at UAF's International Arctic Research Center, says the letter was inspired by frustration with what they see at the university.
Right now, the top 1% of people employed at the University of Alaska Fairbanks are 28 people, and three of those are women, which is the same thing as saying that $4.5 million goes to men and $500,000 goes to women. And so when I see numbers like that, I know that there's something wrong.
Cohen emphasizes that they are not looking for mandated representation, but a system that fairly assesses all candidates.
You have to look at who is writing the qualifications, because maybe a certain candidate has really amazing qualifications. They just aren't listed as the things that the university is looking for. And then also, whenever you're judging someone's qualification, everyone comes in with implicit bias or ways of seeing the world that in a way that other people don't see them.
Both Cohen and Chancellor White underscore that the current effort builds on past and ongoing work at the university, which already has a committee on the status of women and diversity, as well as an inclusion task force that's addressing gender issues. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.